So the first song that just played was Rhinestone by Flume and Isabella Manfredi, which was my song, and it was also my top listened to song on Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, really?
Year. Yeah, it was, which was kind of surprising.
Oh. Since,
yeah. But yeah, what are your thoughts, Sydney?
I really like the song. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't expecting to like it.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I don't really listen to, like, BDM mm-hmm. or, like Flume's type of music. So I thought that I wouldn't like it as much. But then I feel like especially the first part was a vibe. And, like, I would listen to this. Like, I would put it in my own playlist. So I give it, like, a 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Whenever I listen to this song, I just think of spring.
Does Why it give spring? You spring vibes? Why spring?
I don't know. It's just, like, I guess it's so upbeat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess I think I also discovered this song, like, in the spring, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's probably just why. But, yeah. Should we move on to the next song?
Yes.
Okay.
When you coming home, home is where you're supposed to be. Turn around, it's not too late that I hurt you. You live too far away. Are you turning off your phone again? If I take back my words, would you return to me? Drive around in the snow, waste on the glass. Heat didn't work, couldn't see nothing. Ice slipping, swear to God, could've hit the brakes. Still a lot, almost said fuck it. Fuck. And I hate me too much, could've just sighed to me that night. Could've said nothing. I wish you would've just said drops, cracked phone, couldn't even type. Left you on red, no, did damage. Blood stains on your fists, used to only fight when you was around, no cameras. We used to be so young, you didn't even act right. We didn't have no manners. Really didn't have no manners. If I'm being honest, if I said what I said, would you hate me? When you coming home, home is where you're supposed to be. Turn around, it's not too late to hurt you. You live too far away. Are you turning off your phone again? If I take back my words, would you turn to me?
Too late that I hurt you. You live
too far away. Are you turning off your phone again? If I take back my words, would you return to me? And you thought what you said would be for the best. Instead, it broke.
That was I Slippin' by Omar Apollo. That was my song. So, Jesse, what are your thoughts on it?
I thought it was really good. I have been listening to so many of his songs, but I've never heard of the song.
Yeah, I think it just came out recently.
Oh, it did. Okay, that's probably why. I feel like I'm usually late to whenever artists release new songs. But I will definitely be adding this to my liked and to my playlist. I would probably rate this like 7.5 out of 10.
Nice.
It was really nice. Yeah.
This song is one of my favorite shower songs. For some reason, it sounds different when you're in the shower.
There are some songs you just only have to listen, like, that just hit different in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How did you find the song? Did it just pop up on your Spotify?
I think it just popped up on my Spotify because I don't really listen to him super often, but I just, like, found this song somehow.
Yeah. I mean, Spotify's algorithm is something else. They they always
know. They know what you want.
They know. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be thinking of a song, and, like it'll be, like, my playing recommended for you songs on Spotify, and I'll think of a song, and then the next song that comes up will be that song. Like, it's almost, like, TikTok level scary.
They're listening to you. They know what you
to
want.
To my thoughts. Okay. Shall we move to the next song?
Yes.
Why am I away? Nails on the floor and soot on my tongue. I don't know his name, but I still taste the rum. Nothing there but skin. Skeletons crawl on the ceiling. They know that him and his aftershave hit like a drug. Calling just to hear you scream, and you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of wanting lies. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Who will erase me? You to the end. My innocence waits like it desperately knows that I'll crash if I don't let you go. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream, and you're fading, but he feels like you. To hear you scream, and you're fading, but he feels like you in between.
I've said too much, in and out of wanting us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. You're fading, but it feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of wanting us.
So that was Erase Me by Lizzie McAlpine. What are your thoughts on it, Jesse?
I thought that was a banger. I thought it was really good. I only know like one or two of her songs, but this one was really good. I was low-key getting some. I thought I was about to hear like an EDM kind of like drop in the middle there. Yeah. Started getting more like electronic music.
But it didn't happen.
No, but it was still really good. I will be adding
glad
this to
you
the
liked
playlist.
It.
Yes. I would rate that like, I really liked it. I'd rate that like an 8 out of 10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think I found this song because one of my group members during pre-orientation, like when I was a pre-O leader, like introduced this song to me. So, yeah, thank you so much for introducing me to this song because it's really good.
That was three. So have you been listening to the song for like the past like 3 years?
It wasn't 3 years. It was last year.
Oh.
Like when I was a sophomore.
Oh, you did pre-O. Oh, when you were a pre-O leader.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I don't think I listened to it like consistently over the years, but like I listened to the artist. Yeah. Very nice.
I saw Lizzie McAlpine. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to be in my feels.
Yeah.
But it was like kind of like upbeat a little bit.
Yeah. Like the song is like.
Oh, those, yeah.
I think it's about like her like trying to get over like her ex by like sleeping with new people. But then like she's like wondering like, oh, I wonder like who my ex is using to erase the memory of me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bit
like
sad.
The lyrics are definitely a bit sadder, but
yeah,
the instrumentals in the background.
Yes,
I was just focusing on that. I was like, "Oh, this is a bop."
I knew you would like the EDM parts.
You knew to add it.
Jesse loves her EDM.
Yes, I do.
Let's hope that the next song is one of Jesse's EDM songs.
Maybe we'll see.
Oh,
And that was Han by G-Idle. It's one of the opening songs of one of their less popular albums, I think. But I think it's really cool because it has like the piano and like the orchestral elements and whatever. Very interesting.
We were just saying while the song was playing that this is like it, this kind of gives like the closing song of like an anime.
Yeah.
Show like the fight scene just ended and you're like on a cliffhanger or something.
The protagonist's sister just died. And, like this is playing.
But it's fine because in the next episode she's actually alive. So,
yes, of course.
But yeah, I love G-Idle. This is like very different from the songs that I've listened to, like the other songs I've listened to from G-Idle.
Yeah.
A lot more like, I guess, dramatic, but like. Emotional, but yeah, I really liked it. I haven't listened to K-pop in like such a long time.
Yeah, me neither. Actually,
NewJeans.
Oh yeah, NewJeans doesn't count anymore.
I feel like that just does not, like, they're in like their own category now. Just yeah, NewJeans. But yeah, I liked it. I think I would add it to my K-pop playlist, my very outdated K-pop playlist. We're like just burning through all your songs.
Okay. Yeah, I queued your songs next.
Okay. All right, let's see what's next. That was one of my songs, C-Girl, right? C-Girl?
Yeah, C-Girl.
Yeah. C-Girl by King Cruel and Ravina. What were your thoughts?
I liked it. It was very, like, chill. Like, I could listen to this to, like, fall asleep.
I do.
You do.
I do. Like, I like, listen to it in my room, like, with all my lights on. And I'm just, like, zone out.
That's a vibe.
It's, like, it, like, it's just, like, it's takes like me out of this world. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's, like, a song that will, like, yeah, make you a little sleepy, mm-hmm. but, like, in a good way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I liked it.
Would you be adding to a playlist?
Maybe to, like, my playlist of, like, sleeping songs. But I don't think I would listen to it, mm-hmm. like, while I'm, like, walking around, because mm-hmm. it's just so, like, calming.
I know. It is so calming to me.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. Yeah.
Nice. Yay. Okay.
I was swinging through walls from monkey bars. Yeah, yeah. My niggas say, whoa, whoa, you never get old. You know who you are. Yeah, yeah. Get it and go, but let it and go. Let's hit the road and we'll take you far. Yeah, yeah. Jewelry, clothes, jack and froze, pimps and hoes and fancy cars. Let me get up in my seat and move my body like a freak of celebration. Just to be me and you. Can you feel it? We don't have to talk, just to waste time. I just wanna make it to a late night. Maybe we can roll to the backside. I'm just tryna make it to be that high. Do it one time for the one time. Let's take it to a late night. BP, we got the keys to the streets. You got the keys to my sheets. Don't mind me, think I'm playing for keys. I see your body talking, what it's saying to me. Say you a hot topic, no shade in your heat. I'm trying to get into you, no waves in your sea. Oh, I feed it till you fire it up. I feed it till you fire it, go. Put my waist on your baseline. We don't gotta talk, just to waste time. I just wanna make it to a late night. And baby, we can roll through the backside. I'm just tryna make it to be that high. Do it one time for the one time. Let's take it to a late night.
My song, or one of the songs I chose, it was Late Night by Lucky Day. Quite the mood switch up from the last one, but yeah, what are your thoughts?
I really like it. It's like, I thought it was gonna be another like slow sleepy song, because it's called Late Night. But no. Yeah, I wasn't expecting like a very upbeat mm-hmm. like bop. Yeah, it was yeah. really good. Mm-hmm. I would add this to my playlist.
Not the sleepy, calm one.
Not the sleepy mm-hmm. one, like the regular one.
Yeah, the regular playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Lucky Day so much. I've been listening to so much of his stuff lately.
I don't think I know any of his songs.
Now you do.
You should play more.
I will play more. On the radio next week. I will play all of his songs. Like, I love this album especially. I think it's Painted.
Nice.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, it says it here.
Oh, Painted. Okay. Yeah. I'm so worried I always like get the name wrong because that would be so embarrassing.
It's okay.
But, yeah. Okay. Shall I move on to the next one?
That was Tokyo Rendezvous by King Nu. So what are your thoughts on this song, Jesse?
That was a crazy song. I know King Nu from the song they did, what was it, Prayer X?
Yeah.
On Banana Fish, and I love that song. But I haven't really listened to any of their other songs. But this song definitely gave me, like, it made me remember, like, the song I listened to from Banana Fish. Yeah. But this was a really good song. I feel like this is something I would have ate up like sometime in high school. Because listened to the, like, you should see my playlist from then. It's like just song, like, so, like it's just a Japanese playlist songs. Of Japanese songs.
Oh,
like, Japanese,
yeah. Like, wait, that like, was rock also me in high school.
Yeah, no, like, yeah. I listened to so much, but like, I don't know, like, I just don't listen to it anymore. But
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but. Yeah. This definitely would have been replayed like 20 times.
I also haven't heard this song in like many years, so that was an experience for me too.
It took you back.
Yeah, it took me back.
I might have to re-listen to my old playlist now just to hear it again.
Yeah, like anime songs hit different.
They do. They're always like rock. Like
yeah. It's not always,
like,
but
or like it's always like rock or like piano, EDM. Ballad, like songs like that. EDM.
It's EDM really? Sometimes.
I can't think of any that are EDM right now.
Or they're just like they're very like distinct style.
I know, I it's like. Just so obviously
you
like
you can
anime.
Always tell that's from an anime. I mean, this one wasn't from an anime though. But
if it was though, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like you could. Like put this in an anime.
Yeah.
Okay. Time for the next song.
This one was Know Me by Bronson, Odessa, and Golden Features. This was my second song on my Spotify rap this year. I listened to this on repeat a lot. I went to an Odessa concert last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and in New York near my house. And it just changged something in me. Like that.
What was the concert like?
It was like my seats were amazing. Like I like was basically I faced like the center of the stage.
Oh. And
I mean, it's EDM music, so obviously yeah. there's gonna be like tons of lasers and like lights. Ooh. And it was just crazy. And like the music was just so good, and like the visuals was just amazing. So like,
was it like a rave or?
It wasn't a rave. It was just like a concert.
Oh. Okay.
But like, with like a lot of like lasers. Ooh. It wasn't really a rave, though. I wouldn't call it a rave. Mm-hmm. But
that sounds really fun.
It was so fun, but like I want to go. I would 100% go to another Odessa concert. Like I loved it, and after mm-hmm. that, I just listened to so much Odessa, and like yeah. this song was just like one of my favorite ones. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
I really liked it. Like I would definitely add this to my playlist. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, I feel like it's like one of those songs where like if I was listening to it at night and like. Walking around, like I would feel so like powerful.
Powerful.
Like I don't know what that. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like. I don't know. It feels very like it's such a vibe,
yeah.
And then you can really just like. I don't know how to say it, but I don't know.
No words can describe.
Yeah, no words.
It. No words.
I'm at a loss for words.
A loss. This song was just too good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just put a lot of vibey songs today.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was rainy, so I just like felt very chill.
Yeah, that is like your music taste though.
It is though. A lot is that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very nice.
I like to chill.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Not
That was Matsuri by Fujikaze. It was one of my songs, and yeah, what are your thoughts?
You love your Fujikaze.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, that was a really good song, very upbeat. Like, I would definitely listen to this on like a sunny day. Like, it's just so upbeat, I feel
yeah.
like. I mean, the lyrics could be completely different. I have no idea.
True.
But yeah, did you just listen to like some, were you just listening to some of his songs and this came up?
I mean, I was just like looking through my songs to see like what you wouldn't know.
No, like when you first heard this song.
Oh, when I first yeah. heard this. I think I heard this like when he released it, and like I think I follow him on Spotify, so like mm-hmm. it just like notified me. And I played it, and I thought it was, like, really cute and fun.
It is cute and fun.
So, yeah.
I need to listen to more of the songs.
Yeah. They're very vibey.
They are, like...
Yeah.
Kind of bouncy, almost.
Yeah. I have a funny story about him, actually.
Yeah.
So, like, my dad's friend, who's, like, Japanese, is from the same place that he is from, and he works in the music industry. So, like, there was, like, one day where I think it was actually at his ex-girlfriend's, like, bar.
Like, your dad's friend's?
That my dad's friend's ex-girlfriend's
okay.
bar.
Uh-huh.
And Fujikaze was performing there, like, before he was famous.
Yeah.
And
how
then
do you know this?
Because he told the story because I said that I liked, like, Fujikaze.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, I actually listened to him, like, before he blew up at like my ex-girlfriend's like club, and like he apparently thought that he was really bad, and he said that, or like my dad's friend thought that Fujikaze was really bad, and he was like, oh, I don't think this guy's gonna go anywhere, and then he became really famous, so he was like, oh shit.
Oh
yeah,
that's, well, you got proved wrong.
Yeah,
because he's like, What was that song that, like, made him...
Shinu no kaiwa? Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's, like... Let's see. Wait, how many listeners? He has 8 million monthly listeners.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. It's time for us to do a PSA.
Yeah, we are, like, not... halfway, a little past halfway.
Yeah.
But the PSA we have today is building vocabulary. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a PSA brought to you by... This is, like, kind of cut off. I'm not sure what it says.
Okay.
But... it is brought to you by the Ad Council and the station 91.5 WMFO. We have one more song to play for you all. It is by G-Idle. We got inspired by Sydney's songs. This is Queen Card by G-Idle.
Where was the mock and toy? Me, my cash is in a lamb. Kim Kardashian. Look so cute, look so pretty like Ariana.
Okay, that was Queen Card by G-Idle. This is Jesse, and I am here with...
Sydney.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is it for today's show of PB Jams. We hope you have a great rest of your night or start to your morning. Yeah, see you next week.
Problem in mind, but it's a problem to find. Living a life. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him now.
Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Fisherman.